This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Members of the Lummi Nation in Washington and scientists have launched a campaign for the restoration of the Salish Sea and orca protection, KCPQ reports. The Salish Sea campaign seeks a study of human impacts and Navy tests as stressors. The tribe will measure sea health by using salmon data from the 1980s as a baseline. Efforts to free killer whale Lolita from captivity is also of concern to the tribe. Rallies have been held across the country seeking the return of the whale from a Miami aquarium. A legislative hearing on public safety and missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls is scheduled for Wednesday in the U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. Senators will hear testimony on five bills which address violence and safety, including Savannah's Act and the newly introduced Bridging Agency Data Gaps and Ensuring Safety for Native Communities Act. A tribal judge, a tribal leader, and federal officials are listed as witnesses. Tribes and Native organizations across the country are backing the bills, calling for greater awareness and resources to address missing and murdered Indigenous people. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is collaborating on a genetic study exploring historical trauma and the DNA of Native people. The research is focusing on Huna people in Alaska. The study is being conducted by researchers from the University of Illinois. The project is taking place this week in Juneau, and further data gathering is planned for Huna later this summer or fall. The research is also in coordination with the Huna Indian Association and consultation with the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. A new community center is open on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. It's one of the only meeting spaces in the area. A project by the Thunder Valley Community Development Corporation. China Lockett has more.
The Thunder Valley Community Center is a large open space with concrete floors and white walls covered in windows. There's a clean, new age feeling to the room, but designers were intentional about incorporating traditional details. Willie White is the communications director at Thunder Valley.
When you look at the traditional teepee structure, when you're inside, you see everything. You see the poles, you see the rope. There's nothing that's hidden, and so that's the same concept that's put into this space. Is you get to see the beams, you get to see the ventilations, you see the wiring.
White says the combination of new and traditional is a way to specify the architecture to Oglala Lakota Sioux people and make them feel welcome. This space is energy efficient and equipped with high-end technology. There's a massive projector and sound system that turn on with the push of a button.
When we were looking at what kind of system we wanted to put in here, we wanted to make sure that it had a good ROI, a return on investment. It was something that we can give the best to our community, and so that's what this whole system is. It's all integrated within the building.
Meeting spaces aren't a new concept, but White says this spot is filling a need on Pine Ridge. Events and conferences are scheduled for the coming months, and there's even a summer wedding reserved. A bunker space in the building sleeps 14 people and includes showers. White says the option to sleep in the center makes events more convenient for people in the rural area.
It's really about fostering community and doing that in a space that's innovative and a space that is designed with intention and function and giving them the resources and the tools that they need to do whatever they want to do in this space.
White says developers plan to add more accommodations to the building in the coming months. I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The National Indian Education Association is celebrating 50 years of building education nations, October 8th through the 12th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Early bird registration ends July 12th at niea.org. Proud to support this show. Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.